This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you would like. Dial in toll free. 1-800-259-9231. We launch into another week of fun and excitement here. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And I believe we'll be joined by the lovely Michelle Seven here shortly. I think she's stuck in traffic. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. Otherwise, we've got things that are, I think you might find interesting. You want to talk about zero tolerance going to the extreme? We've discussed zero tolerance a number of times in the past on this program. Usually the stories, and they're outrageous, center around Boy Scout bringing a... what was it?
A small pocket knife in his car, like not his, even in his pocket.
Yeah, like it's part of a first aid kit in his car, bringing a knife to school, or a fifth grader bringing a butter knife in to the cafeteria, or somebody bringing in some aspirin from home because the parents wanted them to have aspirin with
There's
them.
There's been
during
cases
the
of steak knives, too, but yeah.
All of these are true, and yeah, they've all happened.
There's been instances where it wasn't a toy gun. It was the gun of a toy. So it was the gun that went with a Lego man. And, you know, this was a small child that brought this, and they had to, you know, go home and that kind of thing. Crazy stuff.
Yeah. So
I mean, I remember wearing the cowboy outfit to school. I mean, that was, you know, in kindergarten or something like that. I'm sure that included a pearl-handled pistol, too. So...
Yeah, there's no shortage of stories like this, and frequently it gets press attention, it'll come across our attention, we'll talk about it, and then that usually draws out other stories of parents and what sort of ludicrous nonsense they've had to deal with in order to just send their kids to these awful government schools.
That they have to pay for.
Right, and so zero tolerance. The basic concept is that... Well, if the government does, the government school bureaucrats don't tolerate any sort of weapon or anything that resembles a weapon or anything that resembles a drug, then that will somehow send a message to the kids and let them know they're serious about drugs and guns, and that'll prevent any drugs and guns from being on campus.
Okay.
Which, of course, makes absolutely no sense. Michelle Seven joining us tonight here. Hello.
Hi, guys.
So
speaking of drugs and guns.
Yeah. What?
Well, my child was drug tested today at school.
Oh, no. That's no good.
Yes.
And how did that go?
Not very well, but the upsetting thing is that THC was found in his body, but we already knew that he was doing that, and that's a separate issue. But he was tested for something else because they're trying to find someone in school that's dealing Adderall.
Oh.
This isn't a public school. This is a private school. A very expensive private school.
Yeah.
But the fact is that I was told two things. I was told that there's no way that the test results would be communicated with the state.
Mm-hmm. It's good news.
Well, yeah, but they've since retracted that.
Not true news. Okay.
And the other is he wasn't tested for anything other than THC anyway. And
so they used this as an opportunity.
Right. So they essentially have the right to kick him out of school, but they can keep the $26,000.
Oh, man. Did you know about this before you you hired them to do this job?
Well, we had an agreement, a verbal agreement about, you know, no state, whatever. And I'm going to go tomorrow to the school and get some more details. But, you know, whether it's private or public or whatever, agreements... have to be the foundation and the basis for our relationships with one another, and we talk about voluntarism a lot.
You don't go back on your word.
That's right.
But they did.
Right. And
so they don't deserve your business if they're not willing to honor their promises to you. It's unfortunate that it was a verbal agreement, but still, that means something.
Sure it does.
Between people.
And 10 years ago, my other son was suspended from a private school in Park City, Utah, for drawing a picture of a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those have happened, too.
It was right after 9/11, and they said, Omar Sharawi,
Sorry.
That ain't going to fly.
So I'm sorry I'm late. Here I am, and I'm happy to be here.
No worries. So we're talking about the Zero Tolerance Madness, and the drawing of a gun is one of those things that has happened to many young, probably mostly males, but many young people across the government school
system.
There
was the one guy that was suspended for writing a short story about zombies going through his school.
That's right. That
was good stuff.
Wow. Yeah, what was it that they were suggesting about that?
Well, that he was threatening
that
his
it was
teachers.
Something against the teachers, even though it was a story about zombies.
He was threatening the teachers and fellow students in the school by writing zombie fiction.
Right. I mean, just because the zombie eats the brains of the science teacher doesn't mean that you want to kill the science teacher.
It could mean that, but, you know, I mean,
that's what zombies do. They eat brains.
Fiction. Yeah. You know, and you think about who's Agatha Christie. I mean, she must have been a twisted woman, right? She must have been crazy instead of just one of the most prolific and successful authors of our time.
So here's the latest Zero Tolerance Madness. This one from Fox 25, myfoxboston.com. A teen's Spirit Week stunt has landed him in hot water. Hamilton Wenham Regional High School senior Dan Diapolis, or DePalos, dressed in medieval garb, rode a horse into the school's parking lot as part of Spirit Week. What he and his parents thought was...
Were they the Knights?
Were they what?
The Knights.
What, the school?
Yeah, the school.
I have no idea. What he and his parents thought was a good...
It is kind of relevant, a little bit.
Apparently, the school didn't care what they thought.
If they were, say, the Bruins, it wouldn't make as much sense.
What he and his parents thought was a good-natured stunt, the school deemed dangerous. DePaulis was suspended from school for 2 days. The vice principal allegedly suspended the 17-year-old even after the boy's father explained that the horse was brought in on a trailer and that no one was in danger. Father tells Fox 25 the school compared the stunt to bringing a loaded firearm to school. And that he and his wife were shocked to hear about the suspension, saying that the 1,100-pound horse named Pierre would never hurt a fly. The school would not comment, saying they do not talk about any aspect of student discipline. The family says they plan to contest the suspension.
I suspect, you know, that in most states, horses are still considered a conveyance. Mm. And I think that this kid's going to win this. I think these school officials are out.
What's he
going to
win? Well, he's already been suspended.
Yeah, but he's going to be unsuspended. He'll be taken off his permanent record.
I see. Maybe. But nonetheless, to suggest that a horse is akin to a loaded firearm.
Yeah, well, that shows what idiots they are. The thing is that these officials should be, if this is overturned, these officials should be suspended for the same amount of time this kid was.
Not going to happen.
No, it's absolutely not going to happen. It shows just how stupid and unfair the system is. Like, these idiots, absolute morons, can suspend a kid for riding a horse. When he could ride the horse to school.
It probably wasn't that long ago when kids did ride horses to school.
I totally want to hear you do the sound thing.
So here you have it yet again. I mean, this is a family that decided they were going to come out for Spirit Week, which is, you know, this community thing or whatever. I've never been to one, but
Spirit Week is, hey, I love this school. This school is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's
homecoming
a tribal,
and all that sort of stuff.
Tribal nationalist thing.
Yeah, it's dumb, but that's what they wanted to do, and they brought their horse in, and they didn't even ride it there. They brought it in on a trailer.
Wouldn't it be great to bring a horse to school?
He trots it into the parking lot, and then all of this blows up. It just blows up in his face. Who would have thought? Who thinks about these things? You should have gone and asked permission first. That was your real crime, wasn't it?
Well, it used to be like 4-H. You know, I don't know about the areas that y'all grew up in.
Yeah, they had the 4-H thing.
Right. And
the cows.
You could bring your pig or...
Yeah.
But you didn't actually bring it into the building generally, but you know we had a bull at my school. It was very strange that in this area of town that one would have a bull, but we did.
Was it there at all times, the bull?
Yeah, I believe his name was Babe or Bubba or something. Something alliterative with bull.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231, if you've got a zero tolerance story you would like to share, perhaps it happened to you or your kids or family members or friends or whatever, 800-259-9231. And if you actually think a horse is akin to a loaded weapon, I'd love to hear from you, because the school bureaucrats refuse to defend their statement. That's what they told the parents, but they won't tell anybody anything on the record in front of a video camera. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Losing weight and then maintaining a healthy weight is an American obsession and one that I deal with constantly when I help my clients. The road to weight loss always needs to include exercise and a healthy diet. And one of the factors in a poor diet that people often overlook for weight loss is that a diet that lacks nutrients actually increases hunger. Getting more fiber in your diet is beneficial since fiber makes you feel full sooner and longer. Because it can be difficult to make sure you get all of your nutrients and fiber in your daily diet, Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice with the acai berry, which naturally contains fiber and protein. It also contains nutrients like 1,000% of the daily value of vitamin B12, which helps your body convert carbohydrates into energy. Acai berry juice tastes fantastic, and it's packed with a healthy combination of nutrients and fiber to help you maintain a healthy body weight. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice to help maintain your fit figure every day.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And there's a lot of stuff there. You'll find that it's all totally free. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment, don't worry. We've got them there for you right there on the top of the website. The last week's worth is there. And then if you click into the archive section, it'll take you back all the way to late 2006. Those archives, free. brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have more than 3,000 templates over there. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. If you use that portal that we created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. If you don't go through HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you won't. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
You know, Michelle, since you mentioned that you had, you know, got some issues with one of the kids at home, possibly doing some drugs, I've got a kind of a story that might tie in here to that particular discussion, and it's a retread of something that we talked about, I think it was probably about a year ago, and it's one of those stories that deserves to be repeated, although this just came out in the news today over at the BBC, where Professor David Nutt, over in the UK, has stated that alcohol is more harmful than heroin. Not only that, it's more harmful than crack cocaine, according to a study published in the medical journal The Lancet. The report is co-authored by Professor David Nutt, the former UK chief drugs advisor, who was sacked by the government in October of 2009. It ranks 20 drugs on 16 measures of harm to users and to wider society. Gavin Partington of the Wine and Spirit Trade Association said alcohol abuse affected a minority who needed education, treatment, and enforcement. The study also said tobacco and cocaine are judged to be equally harmful, while LSD and ecstasy are among the least damaging. Professor Nutt refused to leave the drugs debate when he was sacked from his official post by the former Labor Home Secretary. He went on to form the Independent Scientific Committee on Drugs, a body which aims to investigate the drug issue without any political interference. One of its other members is Dr. Les King, another former government advisor who quit over Professor Nutt's treatment. So as you might imagine, this man was ousted from the government bureaucracy because he was not towing the government's official line that all of these drugs are equally as bad as one another. If for instance, you look at the schedules that they have here in the U.S. federal government, they've got Schedule 1, 2, and 3, maybe... There may be schedules below that, but they have these different categories that they put drugs in, and of course it's all just completely arbitrary because they've put marijuana in the same category as heroin. And anybody that knows anything about drugs knows that those two drugs don't even, you know, they don't even occupy the same world, let alone the same category. They're so diametrically opposed from one another in the way they affect people, their addictive capabilities.
Right.
It's just, it's insulting to have them be in the same category. And if things were a little more honest, they'd be following Mr. Nutt's chart here, which really lays it out.
I have a problem with Mr. Nutt's chart to some extent. I don't think it tells the whole story in by just ranking them as alcohol is number one. I mean, if you had a child, Ian, as a matter of fact, let's just use mine since he exists in the real world. If you had the option of, and this is the only two options you get, of my son Jack drinking alcohol or smoking crack cocaine, which one would you pick?
Oh, I would choose alcohol in moderation.
Yeah, that's what I would choose, too. I intend that Jack will learn how to do that at some point in his life. I believe that's important. I think that one needs to understand how to use alcohol in a moderate way. One doesn't necessarily need to know how to use crack cocaine in a moderate way.
Well, he's pretty honest in his... He's honest in his chart. If you look at the chart, and you can't see it on the air, but we'll put the link up over at the Free Talk Live BBS later tonight. If you look at the chart, there it's broken down into two different categories. One category is the harm that the drug leads to others, to people that are around the drug user. So people fighting at a bar, that would be
car
related
accident,
to...
Would that be included in that also?
Yeah,
drug
anything,
drivers?
Anything that can relate to harming other people besides the user of the drug is factored into that particular category. And if you pull that away, and there are different colors on the graph, so alcohol is the very top of the chart, and so most of alcohol's harm rating comes from its harm that it causes, so that use or abuse, rather, of alcohol causes to others. If you were to just rate them based on the harm that it causes to the users themselves, alcohol would not be number one. So they glean that alcohol is the number one most dangerous drug because it harms.
It does so much societal harm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it is incredibly popular,
yeah,
so that helps.
That's really the issue. It's incredibly popular.
Which means it's abused more.
It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, what...
Well, that's one of the arguments, though, that I hear posed by people who want to keep, you know, harmful, quote-unquote, drugs illegal, and that is that they claim that the reason why we don't see more drug-related accidents due to heroin, cocaine, whatever, is because they are illegal, so people are forced to do them, you know, outside of society, whereas because alcohol is not only legal, but, you know, accepted within society, people are apt to be out and about doing it. And that's one of the arguments that people pose.
Yeah, that's
to keep those drugs illegal.
Okay, so if it wasn't for the countries that have lessened the punishments for those things, finding that their use did not increase with that, if it wasn't true that, you know, the numbers that they've managed to look at from back in, you know, the day when it wasn't illegal to do those things in the United States, and there being really no difference between today and then when it was legal, even if it wasn't for those things, one would have to weigh what is the value in more people doing, you know, what's the detriment of more people doing heroin or crack or cocaine or whatever it is versus the war on drugs and how it destroys families, destroys prosperity, just destroys people and their lives here in the United States. And often what those people that want to throw folks in jail, They seem to care so much about the family of those people, but at the same time, those throwing people in jail causes their families harm.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's like saying, well, here's a person that could cause their family some harm through their drug use, so let's cause their family some harm by throwing them in jail.
And my response to those people, though, is that I own my body.
Yes,
that's what you think.
Well, you see, there you have what you have is a disparity in property rights. They don't believe you do.
Yeah, they believe that your body
right.
is part of society.
The evidence is strongly against that statement. I mean, I concur with you that you can make a claim on your body, but, you know, in fact, those people seem to have the strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate.
Well, that's what we're trying to change, right?
Indeed,
we're trying to enlighten people to the idea that you do own yourself, and that part of owning yourself means choosing how you treat yourself. And maybe that means that, you know, you like to cut yourself. I mean, some people are into that.
Which has been found to be actually very helpful in the release of pheromones and things like that. That's the claim.
So wait, releasing pheromones, if you cut yourself, you'd be more attractive to the opposite sex?
It helps young females supposedly to get through puberty a little bit more calmly, I'm told.
I don't know. I'm going to have to see whatever evidence you have. I'm ready to dismiss it out of hand, but I don't believe in doing that, so I'd like to see more.
I wasn't a cutter. I'm not condoning.
I think it's a horrible idea, and really a major...
We're
going to
bleed everyone.
There's some self-esteem issues there.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin. thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, and those features include listening options. Got a lot of different ways for you to tune in. There's the broadband and dial-up versions of the show running around the clock, plus our listen lines allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. It's all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, you're going to have a chance to win the Totesac. We talked a lot about the Totesac over the last couple of years on Free Talk Live because it's a darn good product. It'll help you bring the grocery bags back in from the car, and it does a great job of it. I use it every single time I've got some groceries.
I want one.
We will do our best to get it. Can we get Michelle?
I haven't handled that yet.
Yeah.
I need to handle
Make
that.
Make a note. Make a note, Mark. We need to get Michelle a couple of Totesacs or a family pack because she's got kids.
Like 12 bags of groceries every time I go.
You could totally, I mean, whatever you can lift, basically, the Totesac will assist you.
Well, you could use it straight arm, too, so you don't actually have to be able to curl whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's just whether you can hold on to it or not. And it just makes holding them a lot easier.
For me, the trick actually becomes getting into the door.
Absolutely the truth. You can carry so many bags with it that you have to turn
to
sideways
the side.
In order to get through your door.
Yeah. Yep, it's great stuff. So Totesac.us, you can go there to learn about the Totesac, order some, maybe stuff them in some stockings this coming holiday season because it's that time of year. Halloween's over. The grocery stores or the discount stores had started stocking the Christmas decorations before Halloween, of course, and now you'll see it in full swing. So Totesac.us, we'll tell you more about how you can win a two-pack coming up here later tonight. 800-259-9231 is the number here. There's news again coming out of the BBC in the UK where a former government minister of some sort, government, whatever they call them over there, the chief drugs advisor is what he was fired in October of 2009. He went on to do his own thing and put together a very interesting chart taking a look at drugs like alcohol, heroin, and crack, LSD, ecstasy, cannabis, and kind of giving them a score based on mental and physical damage, addiction, crime, and cost to the economy, as well as communities. And we can pick that up here in a moment. But first, let's go to your thoughts and your calls. Kenny is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kenny.
Yes. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Kenny. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about Surreal's, I guess, his philosophy.
Okay. Surreal, the guy that calls occasionally to this program and is, a player, if you want to use that.
Yeah, I suppose that's what he'd like you to believe.
I think he's like a self-proclaimed pickup artist.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the one that had something about women back a while ago and... What was it that he was saying?
Well, Surreal is how to best describe Surreal.
Well, he clearly studied on how best he believes to pick up women in bars and
for the purposes of having sex with them and never seeing them again.
He has a top 10 or something like that, doesn't he?
I don't remember the top 10.
I'm not sure. I think he's done a 10 some. I don't remember what it was, but his basic theme over all of his calls were the, like, I think it was like the 10 things that women really want.
That's it.
Like that. Yeah. And according to Surreal. And so Surreal is a man who, I guess, you know, he teaches people, he teaches his techniques, and he picks up women allegedly, and then
yeah,
that's that.
I have no evidence one way or the other. Go ahead.
I don't know if Surreal is actually in a relationship or not. It doesn't sound like he is, or that he's interested in one. Go ahead with your thoughts, Kenny.
I could tell you, as someone that picks up women every now and again, that he, for the most part, he's right on point. Of course, when he says words like women, I assume he's talking about all women, and of course that's not true, because all women are not the same. But I will say that when you go out and pick up women, you do tend to pick up patterns, and you form your game, I guess you could say, around that and to a higher success rate.
So where do you typically go for this endeavor, Kenny? To the club?
Because
that's what Surreal calls from. He calls from any club in the U.S.
I go to a club like maybe a couple of times a month. But for me, it's just the grocery store or just really anywhere. It doesn't really matter. You know, women are everywhere, so...
What are you looking for from a woman? Are you just looking to get off, or are you looking for, partner?
I'm looking for a long-term relationship, but...
That's what they all say.
But I don't know how Surreal stands on that. I don't think I've ever heard him actually say that he's only looking for one-night stands or anything like that. But for me personally, I am looking for a long-term relationship, but most of the time it doesn't turn out as so, and that's fine, too.
Give me your best line. Like how, you know, you might be able to see me if you're looking at a webcam, but I can't see you. I don't know how old you are. I'm in my early 40s. So tell me, how would you pick me up?
Because the game that you would run on a 21-year-old will never in your wildest dream work on a 41 or a 31-year-old.
Oh, I might let you think it is.
because on a 31 or a 41-year-old, you could be more direct because most women of that age know what they want. You know, they're not about the BS. You know, they know, you know, you could be direct with them. But with the 21, usually women in their early 20s, you can't do that.
Oh.
It's usually not a good idea to do that. And I don't have, like, a line. It's just my approach really is, you know, do the whole familiar thing. Yeah, like you know, I'm smile, charisma, confidence. Confidence is number one.
I would agree with you on that subject, and I agree with Surreal that that's essentially what he says too. And I think that it's absolutely true. Confidence is going to be attractive to whomever you want to attract. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about a sales prospect, a job interview, a potential lover, or whomever it is that you're dealing with. Confidence is attractive.
Yeah. And I think one of his top 10 things or whatever it was, where he said that women are sluts.
Oh,
no, I didn't find that line. I didn't find that, you know, too nice or whatever. Of course, I don't even know. Well, my definition of a slut is a person who just sleeps around with no disregard or whatever. And it's just to say that most women are like that, it's incorrect.
You mean without regard? Because you gave it a little negative.
Okay.
So, can I ask you, you have tuned into Free Talk Live, and I assume that you have some sort of desire to be, you know, anarchical or voluntarist sort of thing, possibly, maybe. That's how I came across Free Talk Live initially. Is that your philosophical bent, or?
Absolutely. I've listened to every podcast dating back to 2006.
Wow.
And archives. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, as a woman, whether I, you know, at nearly 43 or when I was 16, 21, 25, I really like honesty, actually. Like, you know, whether it was a man telling me, I just really want to get down, or I'm looking for this. So as part of a self-proclaimed voluntarist, I think that there's a responsibility there to exercise self-government and tell yourself no to some of your animal instincts, maybe, and if you're looking for that long-term relationship, or at least a more meaningful, intimate one, to resist the desire to use pickup lines, which are, you know, by definition, are not very sincere.
Well, like I said, I don't use pickup lines. I think pickup lines are lame. But there's because if I feel like if you could be direct, if most men could be direct to most women, we wouldn't need tactics and all these other head games and all of that, but it's just, that's just, for the most part, that's not the case.
You know, what this reminds me of is that that line in Tootsie. Did you see this? Is one of the greatest movies ever made. And the hot chick in Tootsie tells Dustin Hoffman, when he's in the role of the woman, this thing. And then he attempts, as a man, to use the same line on him. And I believe she throws a drink in his face.
Right.
And I can tell, you know, this is real life. Like, some women will say, I want them to be honest. But I think in the early part, there needs to be a little bit of romance and fantasy.
Kenny, if there was more you wanted to get out, we'll hang on to you here in a moment. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Kenny, pickup artist on the lines with us. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Orecacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at HerbalHealer.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there. Main feature of the site allows you to actually control the content. So everything you see on the front page at freetalklive.com is there because of listeners like you. That as you surf around the internet, you buy something you think is pretty interesting, and you want to share it with our other listeners, you just submit the link to our site, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. Go see how it works over at freetalklive.com and get interactive. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And Mark.
We're going to continue here. We've got Kenny on the line in Florida. Kenny, you're back on Free Talk Live. You called in to discuss some of the issues that Surreal has brought up on the show in the past. Surreal, who calls from any club to frequently discuss the issues of picking up women and what Surreal believes women really want. And so you're kind of chiming in with your clarifications on how you feel, what you agree or disagree with what Surreal has said in the past as a self proclaimed player, one who has game, so I wanted to make sure you had the chance to get anything else out there that you might have wanted to.
Yes, like I said before, I think most of his ideas, you know, he's right on, but you know, the whole slut thing, I don't agree with that, but I think the message he was trying to convey, that if you are aggressive with your girlfriend or wife, but not violent, but aggressive, you know, like being sexual or whatever, that you'll see a side of your girl or woman that you've never seen before. I think that was the message that he was trying to convey. That I think this was like a week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a little while back.
It was like the all girls, the She Talk Live or whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah, he called in for that one.
Yeah.
Michelle, were you there for that?
I wasn't. I've never done She Talk Live.
Oh, okay.
You just get left out of all the fun, don't you?
No, this is the most fun. Are you kidding?
So, what do you think about that one, Michelle? The idea that one should be a little aggressive with one's female partner, not in a violent manner, but
wow.
You like that, huh?
Well, you know, I've been told that I'm an alpha female. I had to go look that up actually the other day. What does that mean? You know. I don't know. I think that everyone's different.
That's how I feel.
You know?
I think everyone's different.
Why don't we just treat people like individuals and be sincere? Well, I like sincerity.
Well, what Surreal was saying, essentially, was that even if they say they don't like it, they do. And that kind of bothers me.
That really bothers me. I mean,
if you're
in a relationship and you are in a relationship and you have established trust and you want to do your whole role-playing games where, you know, oh, no, or whatever.
Hello, sailor.
I think, and you have defined, you know, things, then, go for it.
Put the
pigtails on and pretend like you're, you know, junior in high school, whatever your thing is. But okay, that wasn't my thing, but anyway. I think that that's much different than thinking that someone telling you no really means yes. That is a slippery slope there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, if a woman says no, yeah, just go on about your business. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you start kissing her on the neck, you know, start touching her, everything, showing initiative, in other words. You know, I don't know if being aggressive was the right
assertive. I think assertive is the slightly less loaded of a term than
like
aggressive.
Like not asking for permission, perhaps.
But you know, the asking for permission thing. This was kind of big, maybe a decade and a half ago. That some college somewhere said, sort of in the PC realm, that you must ask a girl, a partner, in every step of the relationship. Michelle, may I kiss your hand? Mm-hmm. May I stroke your
now
your
that's
neck?
Silly.
Yeah, I mean. May I pull you by your hair? Well, like whatever term it is that they were using, it just, I don't know. It's obviously very silly and would make other than doing it one time for fun. I think it's extraordinarily lame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had guys ask me at different, you know, I'd like to kiss you or, you know, different things. And I think when you're establishing a relationship or establish, you know, those first time mm-hmm. kinds of things, I think, you know, it's kind of nice to ask permission to cross a boundary. I like to sail. And one of the things about, you know, sailing is you ask permission to come aboard the boat.
Hmm.
You don't just get onto the boat. Even if you've been invited for the day to go sailing, you still say, may I come aboard? And there's just something every time you come aboard.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but most women will say that they like a man that takes charge, that doesn't ask for permission to do something, as long as it's not inappropriate.
Okay.
Most women will say that, but not all women.
Yeah, well, for you, Michelle, what you're saying is that if somebody's crossing a boundary for the first time, you don't mind them asking. And I can tell you that I've had people attempt to cross boundaries with me without asking. And I'm, whoa, hey, hold on mm-hmm. there, sugar pants. That's a little much.
You called them sugar pants?
Well.
But at the same time, I mean, that's tricky because at the same time, I totally agree that it's pretty lame, the idea of, well, asking for, you know, a kiss.
I think the different circumstances call for different things, and I understand that that makes these conversations difficult to have. I agree with you that often it can be lame, but, and asking every step of the way is different than asking to kiss, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, don't worry. They'll communicate what they want to do.
Well, I think that's what's important. I think that communication is the most important factor, and just in general. And that's kind of one of the things that bothered me. At least maybe I misunderstood what Surreal was saying, but the suggestion there was that the women will not say that they want these things, that he believes that they want, and yet that they all want them. And
I believe that this is what he was stating, as I understood what Surreal was stating, was that women like to be like an assertive guy that will treat them like a woman. And what he meant by a woman is a girl that, you know, that the guy takes charge in the bedroom, and, you know, that's that. And I think, personally, like, this is the way I see life. I think personally, if you plot that on a bell curve, you'll find largely that that's true. I'm not saying it's true for everybody. Nothing is true for everybody. But I think that largely you'll find that women would prefer their man to act like a man.
Okay, so take me out to dinner, open my door, pay for the meal, and then afterwards you can tug my hair without asking. Okay.
There you go.
See, that's another issue. That's another conversation, though. Paying dinner and, you know, for sex, you know, that's kind of lame, too. But I think that's just, you know, the whole chivalry thing. It's an old idea, you know.
I agree that I think for one, we've changed generations on this chivalry
right.
thing, and I think you're going to have a difficult time, converting women of a certain age. By the way, I'm the same age as Michelle, but I think you're going to have a tough time with it. I think that some the older they get, the more they move up, the more they want to be treated in a chivalrous fashion.
I guess. I mean,
that's what I think.
I guess, no disrespect to age, Mark. I guess women in your age.
Yeah, I love being 42.
I'm older than you. That's a reality. You know? It doesn't make me feel bad. I know it's true.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm
so sorry.
But I think that chivalry is the old idea. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like how I feel about marriage, that it just, as a whole, it doesn't work anymore. He has to wear it maybe 30 or 40 years ago.
What does
work?
What
does work?
And you won't be pulling my hair.
So, one could say the same thing about please and thank you, okay? So here are words that do nothing except add breaths into your sentence. You know, you should know that I'm actually, if I'm saying, why should I say thank you when I'm, asking in a gracious fashion? Well, because they get things done. And, it's an expectation that people have. And, different age groups are going to expect different things. And I think you're going to find that marriage is an institution that sticks with us for a while. It may not be okay for you today, but it's a fine thing to raise children with, and also it cuts down on costs of rent.
Here's my question for Michelle. Why does a guy have to take you out and pay for dinner to have sex with you?
Whoa. I didn't say that one...
you didn't say it, but you insinuated it.
I didn't say that, I was... mentioning opening my door or taking me out to dinner as, general chivalrous sort of things, because you were talking about the man being the man and the woman being the woman. So I was, doing it in that context. Quite frankly, I really like to cook. So, maybe I'll make him dinner and then
maybe make
pull
dinner
his
together.
Hair.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I misunderstood. I apologize.
I hear that's getting popular these days.
Hey, Kenny, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Good time to call, too, because Michelle's on the show, so perfect topic. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what's on your mind. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.